everybody, welcome to Street Fight Radio. Thank you for coming back, all you lovely people that are here every single week, two times a week. You are the best. It means so much to us. Everything that we've accomplished so far, it's just getting started. And those of you that have been around for a long time, you've been sending us a lot of love, a lot of messages of support, and we appreciate it. I am, of course, recording this after our this is being aired after the live show right now that we're recording. So I'm expecting to be jubilant and excited and over the top. So I mean, that's my motivation today, really. Ready to get into this street fighting.
Yeah, back to just the show, man. Just for, actually, no, we, you know, this is being recorded before it, so you know, this is the last show before we do a live show, Brett.
I know it's going to be exciting for those of you that missed it or are just now finding out about it. It'll be available on our website, streetfightradio.com, in the video section. You'll be able to watch it if you want, and then actually the next show in the feed will be the audio version if you don't want to watch it. You're going to get that for free. That's how we do things around here. I did also share on our Instagram today earlier. Someone asked about whether we were anarcho-communists because they were ANCAP. And so I explained a little bit that, you know, Brian and I are Sherry type guys. We're doing this for the people. And we know a lot of the situations out there aren't the best. So that's why we put everything out there. You'll at least get to hear it for free. And then, you know, you can watch it, though. You have to pay to watch it, you know. That's where the download of the video is just going to be a buck or a little bit more if I whatever I decide.
But, yeah. I mean, we haven't talked. It could actually be, if it goes the way we think it's going to be, it might actually cost you $45, like the last Ring of Honor pay-per-view.
We can definitely, we're going to put on Ring of Honor level. We're shooting for a WWE promotion, I promise, from day one. But
it really is.
We can put on a Ring of Honor pay-per-view. That's what's going to happen.
Dude, $45 for their last one. Can you, like, that is asking a lot, I think.
Man, I really costs a lot of money these days to do things. Everything costs more money.
I know it does. That's how much it costs to be a wrestling fan out there, listeners. They'll take $45 from you right away, which is what our future is, really.
I hope so. That's what we want to do. Thank you for tuning in. You know, like I said, every Sunday at 10 p.m. on WCRS, you'll be able to listen live there on the radio, add it to your dial. And then as a podcast, I'm going to get them to you every Monday, every Thursday. That way you can listen to them heading into the work week and then heading out of the work week. You know, we'll be right there with you fighting along the way. The little devil on your shoulder that tells you you don't have to take this shit from nobody anymore. That's what we're here for. My name is Brett Payne. My co-host, of course, is Brian Quimby.
Yeah. We're also in like a post Bernie Sanders world now, too. I think
things have changed.
That's an important thing to throw out there. It's a down. There's a dark cloud over our lives today. You all are sad. A lot of our listeners and are sad, and even if we have listeners that aren't sad about him not winning, we probably have a lot of listeners who are mad because people are sad, or, you know, everybody's got a feeling about it, I guess.
Yeah, the rise of Hillary Rodham Clinton on the horizon is very terrifying.
It's dark.
Go ahead.
It's just both her and Donald Trump. You know what I mean? You got to understand. I mean, if you're a person that is like more moderate or you support Hillary Clinton, you got to understand how scary it is for people to be picking between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. People like me who, like, my politics, I mean, my beliefs are so far to the left of the left candidate, you know, that I don't know if we're even in the same plane anymore. I'm just not. It's really like, ugh, yuck. It's like picking, I don't know. I don't want to say two things because I feel like it'll be like that South Park thing. It's like picking between two turds or something.
A turd sandwich and a douche nozzle or something like that.
Don't. You just said that's the only word you're not allowed to say on this show.
I said it ironically. No, I don't. I think that's
bleep it. Yeah. Will you bleep that? Will you bleep that in post-production, please? Huh.
Well, I don't. I mean, that's something you wouldn't hear on this show, is what I'm saying. Now you make it. Now I'm embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed, buddy. We all say bad things sometimes.
What bugs me is Hillary Rodham Clinton decided, like, okay, her husband was the president. She decided, I'm going to run in 2008, and she's just been waiting, and everybody just sat around and, like, let her do her thing and kind of just say, hey, I'm the president now. And I'm just kind of, I'm in awe of that, really. It's like, this is so odd to me. I feel so alien. I don't feel like I'm a part of these people's worlds whatsoever. It's not relevant to my life. It's not relevant to all of our lives. You know, that's why an Occupy Wall Street breaks out, is because we realize these are 1% people. Hell, these are, if we want to take the top 10% of people, like, everybody else is pretty damn regular compared to these weirdo, like, nepotistic, brutal, disgusting ghouls that make up the government. Like, that, you know, do Luciferian type rituals in order to get their seat in power.
You know what's funny is, like, Charles Davis turned me on to Michigan chemtrails. And they've been talking about demonic things happening a lot. It's a group on Facebook, and they've been talking about demonic incantations a lot on there. I guess governments really do that. Like, they're all satanic, Brett.
Well, that's what I mean. There's a lot of it. There's a lot of questions that haven't been answered when it comes to the rituals that bind our government together. But in another way, it's also really more mundane than anything else. I feel like it's the most embarrassingly plain vanilla choice to have this, like, royal family ascend to the throne again, and to even expect more, like, Barack Obama stuff, you know, which is like, we don't like this. What's unfair, I think, is getting painted as someone that's just new to this. And it's like, you know, Street Fight's been 5 years or more. My Twitter's been out there for 6 years or more, yelling about all this same stuff that I've disliked. I don't like when governments go and mess around in other countries and go meddle and supply arms and create more war and destruction. I don't like when we don't have enough money for our schools, but we have money for weapons and for, you know, to protect banks.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. I mean, we can never run out of weapons, that's for sure.
These companies owe us nothing. These companies that drain all the resources and take up all of our time owe no taxes. They don't deserve to chip in on any of this. You know, the people that run them get to have more than one house for some reason. No, I don't believe in a world where Clinton got to do it because she's Clinton. It ain't because she deserved anything. She followed along. It's like they're playing a damn board game and she's just went along, and I don't know. It's embarrassing to me.
I mean, if I'm being honest, I deserve to be the president. I think that's one of the, I mean,
way better.
I just, I,
you got a, you I'm got not, a, you got a real level head on your shoulders.
Yeah. If all it took was deciding, like, hey, I'm going to be the president, and then, like, your name could carry you to a certain level. Like, if your name carries you to a level where you can realistically say, okay, I think I'm going to try to be the president, then, like, you know, that's all you're really doing. So I'm saying it right now. I could do it. I don't think it's not that much, you know?
It is a lot. It's just, you got to kiss butt and from the day, like, be a completely disgusting, like, person from the inside out. Like, you have to start when you're really young, like, violating people and thinking that you have the authority to control people's lives, and you have to be hungry for power or born and really just be born into it.
Yeah, a lot of it. Yeah, yeah, that is true. A lot of people are just born into the whole thing. It's not as satanic, though, as you might think. You're right. It's royalty, basically. Now the Clintons are royalty. Like, that's the other thing. It's like, man, these people are so, like, on top. They're so high above me that, like, I'm going to enjoy watching them try to be normal over the summer. I think that's the best part of the elections, kind of the July period when they're eating corn dogs and stuff like that.
They're at the fair, they're whipping and nay-naying.
I can't wait. That's, I mean, That's what's going to be interesting. Is Donald Trump going to eat corn dogs? Do you think Donald Trump's going to go to the... I guess he probably... He didn't flip pancakes.
He's smart. Dude, that's he's for smart. Sure. His way is... Yeah, his way is that he is the boss, man. Like you said, people are so used to taking orders from a guy like Donald Trump that he just steps right into those shoes and is like, what are you doing? You're going to question it? You've been taking orders your whole life, puke. What do you mean? You're going to say something? You know, and like, so I think that he gets that out of him. I don't think he has to really, he doesn't have to kneel down or anything.
No, no, definitely not. No.
Yeah, it's the, and it, yeah, the, I mean, the fact of the matter is that when I was in town last weekend, we went to a part of town that I used to live in when I was a kid. And the type of living that was going on there was something that Hillary Clinton has no realistic understanding of. And, you know, is not in touch with the lives of how a lot of people are getting by these days in this country. You know, none of them do. All those people live way above it. We need to be taking money from them and giving it to the people that live in the old North Columbus. You know, we need to revitalize a lot of those areas and, you know, give those people those $12,000 coats. That's where the money needs to go to.
You know what we really need to do? I think one of the things that would really help. And those, first of all, mass transit would be great. Like, if we could really get that, you know, a lot of people talk about like how Uber and Lyft are going to kill public transportation or something, or are bad. But it's like, man, you should, if you made a bunch of trains, then people wouldn't use Uber or Lyft. Like, people would ride on the trains, but it's almost impossible to get around. Columbus is really tough to get around on by bus, I think.
Yeah, but the prices, you got to remember, it is a matter of price as well. I mean, public transportation is always cheaper, and it has more competitive pricing. I can get in D.C., if you stay within the city, it's like $1.95. That's the max they'll charge you one way, compared to the Uber or Lyft is going to be $4 to $7.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. That is true. So, I don't know.
But yeah,
man.
I mean,
I wish there was a train, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. But what I was that part, saying to that guy, or, I'm sorry. Go ahead, talking over.
I'm
you.
Sorry. That part of town, there's not really a train there. There's not a bus. There's not a Kroger. Okay. There's not like a Giant Eagle there. There's not a supermarket. That's the word I'm looking for. There's no supermarkets over there, and like, so all the food comes from convenience stores, which don't have any space and which charges $2 more for everything. You know, I mean, I don't know how somebody's not supposed to stay broke in that kind of situation. At least I think that's the biggest advantage that I have in this. Like, I'm broke too, but I'm close enough to a place where I can get things cheaper a lot. Like I can go to a supermarket and get cheaper stuff. You know,
right.
I have access to produce too, and meat, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, and Aldi is something that I can drive to as well. I think in Columbus, there's like the only one left I know of is like Upper Arlington. Maybe there's one in Whitehall still.
There's one in Whitehall. There's one in Reynoldsburg, and then I think there's one in Upper Arlington and Polaris. Like places, I mean, they need them up in Polaris. There's a lot of like Section 8 apartments up by Polaris where they can use those. But like, yeah, there are a lot of places that don't have even an Aldi. It's just basically you're buying food from the gas station. And then people are like, why do poor people so unhealthy? Why don't they eat a head of lettuce for dinner?
Gwyneth Paltrow comes out and says like, oh, I got all this organic produce from a fresh farmer's market for only 36 pence.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, why are you eating a Hot Pocket when you can eat this avocado? It's like,
right.
Where do I get the avocado at? They don't sell avocados at the gas station. Okay.
I was at Aldi the other day and I heard this young man yelling at his mom, he was an older guy, but he was yelling at his mom about flavonoids in yogurt in the middle, like really loud, and she couldn't hear him. Mom, this one doesn't have the flavonoids. And I was just standing there I was just in the area and I was soaking it all up. She was like, what? That's my favorite one. It doesn't have the flavonoids. And it was awesome.
Yeah. What is a flavonoid?
It's some Something that makes up food that fights all cancer and makes you feel good and better, I guess. According to, like, science-type people.
Oh, man. I would have been, like, I'm glad that kid wasn't yelling at his mom for shopping at Aldi, though, because I was always concerned with having generic stuff. That's the good thing about 2016 is people don't really make fun of you for having generic stuff. When I was a kid, it was like, do not have generic food.
No, there's definitely plenty of privileged assholes out, kids out there that are shaming people over Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably true. I don't, though.
The brands have changed. They like Hunter's boots and Under Armour, and they don't care about Nikes as much anymore.
Yeah, that sucks too. I mean, they should really still be into the same stuff I was in when I was a
kid. You think so? Lock it in. Let's pick one thing. Bag of jeans, okay? Gigantic t-shirt and skate shoes. Everybody be happy with that, okay? Why, that was perfect. It fit everybody. You didn't have to worry about it puckering or anything. All body types could fit in it. The shoes were real pillowy, like a safety device. It was nice and orthopedic.
You always look like you're wearing a blanket all the time. You walk around like you were wearing a blanket. I did, too. Man. Like, I didn't wear a shirt that buttoned up until I was in my my 20s, probably.
Oh, no, I was rocking a silk shirt when I was in, like, kindergarten. And like, in elementary school, I would go to Schottenstein's and get a silk shirt for picture day. Purple and black and turquoise.
I did have a silk shirt. I did. That is another funny. I did wear a silk shirt. And I had a purple one. I actually had a purple one, and I had, like, a teal one with, like, it looked like a woman's blouse now when I think about it.
It
like
was, every time, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, all of them were.
Puckered, too. And, like, a puckered waist, like, jeans that had, like, elastic on the waist, so they were super tight, and, the, like, elastic on the ankles so that it would be, like, so you would look like you were basically parachuting. It would look like you were flying through the air when you were running around in this silk shirt and these baggy-ass stonewashed jeans. Obnoxious-ass jeans.
Man, I used to adjust my shirt all the time so people would notice I was wearing a silk shirt. Like, I had it. Oh, man.
When
my
cool babysitter taught us that you could just tuck in the front of your shirt and leave the back hanging, and that was a real stylish way to show off your belt buckle.
Oh, my God. Man, I wish I still had a silk shirt, man. They were nice to wear. I had silk boxers, too.
Like, you can get crop tops and chokers and, like, there's all kinds of, like, you can get wild pattern shirts and everything, but nobody's rocking silk shirts no more.
Well, they'll come back. I mean, that is, I know I sound old, but, like, they were super, like, purple silk shirts were, that was, those Fly. Were, yeah. Really, they were. I like, that's one of the things I like about watching the old rap videos, when, like, people would wear sweaters. Like,
oh, yeah, a real nice sweater. This shit's cashmere. Are you kidding me? You're going to try to bust on this sweater? Yeah. This is from Barney's. This is from Barney. You know, like, Slick Rick took his grandmother's fur coat out there and was like, are you serious? Do you know how much this thing costs? You're busting on it in your broke-ass clothes, your fake-ass, generic-ass Bobo shoes. I got chinchilla on my back right now. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's actually the only time I've ever been real, like, legitimately beat up. Like, I've got punched in the face like 3 times for it. Was I called this kid's shoes Bobo shoes?
And yeah, I mean, that's a, yeah, they fight back.
Hey, look, you know, I was classist that day. Okay, I was a classist jerk that day, but I also got what I deserved. I got punched in the face 3 times. And I was more considerate about whose shoes I called Bobo.
Things change, man. It's a long ride.
Yeah, he's wearing hoops. Back when I was a kid, there were these shoes at Payless called Hoops.
Yeah.
That all the shoes they made were just ripoffs of the newest Jordans or the newest, like, Nike Forces that people were into. Dude, at the time.
This kid I knew, he bought his shoes from out the back of a truck at a corner store, but then he safety pinned, like, the front of his jeans to one of the laces up front so that you couldn't see, like, the top of the shoe. So basically just, like, the toe, a little bit of the toe would peeked out, and it looked like he had, like, the newest, what, Jordan 5s at the time, I think, is what it was.
That's smart. Hey, you know what, man? That is a fair move. I never even thought to. I always had like decent shoes. I know one time I had this pair of British Knights that had a little bit too much pink on them, I think, for when I was in like the sixth grade and somebody asked me if they were girl shoes. And then I was like, oh, man, shit. I got to wear these for another 6 months.
Yeah, uh-oh. You get out the Sharpies and the markers, start coloring those in with pen. Fill that in quick.
Had to get home and get those things dirty immediately so they just didn't look like shoes. I thought they were so cool when I bought them, too, you know?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that happened for me in third grade. That's where the origination of Bobo comes, actually. I guess we should add to the mythos here, but that's where I first heard the term ever. We were still doing Payless shoes in like third grade, and then basketball was all of a sudden becoming a big deal. The NBA was heating up, and then shoes became important, and someone said I had Bobo shoes. So I went home and was just like punching the couch, like angry and mad about my, you know, busted ass shoes. And my mom saw the hurt saw me hurting and went out and got me Nikes after that.
Yeah, I remember when my daughter,
not my son.
Yeah, when my daughter asked for Hunter boots, I knew that it was important that we had to get the damn Hunter boots. You know what I mean? And I started working for that, you know?
Yeah, I know. And it's hard. It's weird in a way. I don't know. For me, I guess what I tackle with philosophically, it's even with the zoo thing, about how my daughter is going to come up in the zoo. I'm going to the zoo the same way that I did. I'm going to tell her that I think it's fucked up. And I'm going to explain my point of view and, you know, we might go into them, but it's kind of the same with the kids. Like, I don't necessarily want to spoil her time completely. You know, like, you have to let them give into that stuff. You can't just completely deny it.
The world exists. That's the thing about, like, I talk about that when I talk about, like, single payer healthcare. I'm like, an anarchist is like, oh, you're not really an anarchist if you want single payer healthcare. And I'm like, let me tell you something. That world still exists. The world where people need healthcare and they need access to it. I just want increased access to it. I want access to it for every single person. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
And it's from this position, it seems the closest thing that is right there. It seems like attainable. I would love to talk to everyone about setting up markets and having syndicates of people that work together to represent interests of different things. And we've even talked about a subscription card to a country that takes care of your healthcare. You know, we're not necessarily pro-government in that way, or we really want someone to take our money and then force us into their system. But right now, I need help with this healthcare, and I think I'd have a lot more time for doing radical shit if I wasn't worried about these healthcare bills.
If I wasn't worried about breaking my ankle and then losing my entire career.
I mean, it's like, for me, I want to see people do better. I think that we can do better. And I think at this time, I'm not trying to rewrite. It's stupid to think we got blank slate. That's what I always, you know, when you get hardcore into anarchy, it seems like, you know, what's the best way to do things if we start from a blank slate and then we need to make everything like that? And it ignores so much oppression and history and everything else that we're kind of stuck in each other's shit right now. Like, we're up, like, we are all relying on each other. We are all living amongst each other. We're mostly getting by, you know, but like, we are in some sort of a society or community with a lot of people. I know there's a lot of people that live outside of it. I think everyone should belong to a smaller one, but you know, this is where it's at. And healthcare takes away, it just makes so much the world so much easier. It makes the world a better place.
yeah, but like I can't replace the world where somebody will make fun of your kid for having Bobo shoes. That I mean, the world still exists out there, you know. So like, you can be like, I don't care, but then you're kind of making the decision. You know?
Yeah.
For the kid, like, you're gonna have it tougher than I did. Okay.
Here, buy the Tommy Hilfiger ones. That's what I wore when I was young.
Yeah. Get it. Oh man. Yeah, that's. I mean, the only bonus is that kids really. I mean, like, it seems. Well, I think for me, everything had to be expensive. Like, I didn't like it unless it was expensive, and it turns out, like, with my wife and daughter, they're both kind of just like, I just want it to look good. I don't care how much it costs. And I'm like, you know, I'm trying to get to that place. But like the more expensive stuff is just better, I guess, because that's the way that I'm like deprogramming myself from thinking like that, you know?
Yeah. And also, you know, it's easier. And if you got to set it up this way and it makes sense. But she's really set up to be an experience based person. You know, she likes to get her trophy, I think. Or, you know, but at the same time, like, as long as we're doing something, she's totally happy. You know, whenever we're around, like, we can go to parks, you can go to museums, you can do all kinds of free, fun stuff and be entertained. And it's, like, a way different than saying, like, you have to buy a new video game every single month. Because if we took a more off-duty parenting where it was, like, you just get to play video games all day, then that's you do. You just pay a $60 subscription fee to do the parenting for your kid. You know, yeah. $60 a month to get him the new violent war game that they're never going to go to war.
I'm really glad you reminded me of this. I listen to a lot of wrestling podcasts, and like one of the advertisers that's on a lot of them is Loot Crate. And like, to me, and I want to ask you about it. That's a nightmare, right? That, like, people are getting a box of toys sent to them every month.
I mean, I understand. I come from a long line of fandom. And I know about obsessing over things. Media and horror movies and anime and underground films and 70s smut and, you know, Grindhouse and foreign films and all that stuff. And video games. And all of the stuff that comes with it, to me, I got rid of all of it. So yeah, that sounds insane to me. It sounds like I if it's not something I actually wanted, I don't really need to just have more stuff coming shipped to the house every month. That seems like a weird compulsion.
Right? That is one of the weird things I'm thinking about, because it's like T-shirts. It'll be like a T-shirt, like a Game of Thrones T-shirt, and like, you know, a little mitt. Toy.
Marvel oven mitt is, I think, coming out this month.
Yeah. A little, you know, you'll get a little toy, a little like Rick from The Walking Dead toy.
Yes.
It's like, what?
Stress ball or something. It's
a
like
poster.
It's like because we're spending, more time. I feel like everybody is working a lot. A lot of the professional people that I know now, I'm looking around and realizing they're working like 50 and 60 hours a week. They don't have time to go to like Spencer's Gifts or FYE anymore and just dig through all kinds of horseshit nicky-nacky stuff. So they have to just they've outsourced it.
That really is strange, right? Like, that is they've outsourced one of the things. Like, they used to at least have to gather at the store to go buy the latest, like, I don't know, Boba Fett toy or something that. But now they don't even have to do that. It just gets mailed directly to their house.
And it is. And then it's like there's this expectation that you know all of it. It's like, why aren't you paying attention to all of it? You know. Of course, you'd love to get a Street Fighter and an Attack on Titan, you know, and whatever the Avengers thing is going to be for the month.
Yeah. I got a fucking Ant-Man tie this month, guys. Check it out. It came in my Loot Crate.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be great for Casual Friday. It's consumerism just turned up. There's still all of this
money.
There's so much money out there. It's still fucking unreal. Is that, like, I do go through struggling neighborhoods, and then I also see that there's just a whole class of people that are getting away with, you know, burning up all these resources.
If your fucking thing is to go and buy the latest plastic thing that's released or the latest toy, then you should have to go to the store. At least when they were going to the store, there was some sense of community, like a communal experience.
Yeah, do it because you want it, not because you expect or like you have to prove your dork credibility. You really need to have Nightmare Before Christmas socks to wear.
I know. I mean, maybe it's just because I'm 37. I'm a 37 year old, and like, I just gotta say, like, having a box of toys shipped to you after the age of 13 seems a little bit weird.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and you know, Brian has action figures on his mantle, but they all have a story and they all have a reason that they're there. It's not just signing up to get more horse shit plastic waste of. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, plastic is made from gasoline, folks. Like, that's not just something that they get off of trees.
Like, I bought all three of mine used, too, by the way. All three of the action figures I have were used.
Yeah, but like, geeks have won, man. Nerd culture, right? We're celebrating this. This is letting people live how they want. They've always wanted to be surrounded by their totems. And I know a lot of people that collect. I mean, there's a lot of people that listen to the show that I know collect all this stuff. But, you know, I'm just saying, the getting it mailed to you is insane.
Thank you. Thank you. You need to go wait at GameStop. No more of this. No more like that. That's what I always think about with that clothing thing.
Yeah.
Right?
No, you need to express yourself. And if you can't do it yourself, then you're just going to have to lag behind. You have to develop a good personality in your sloppy ass dress.
Marvel has a fucking clothes service.
Oh, yeah.
Talked about that on here?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that on an old fucking show.
You can look like old young Captain America, young Steve Rogers out there running around in a pair of your skivvies that have a shield and a star on them right on the ding dong.
Well, yeah. It covers your wiener, the shield and the star.
Yeah, the automation of life is like otherworldly, and it is something. It is another comic book type transmetropolitan feeling to me, or like the Invisibles.
Yeah. If they could get a fucking tube to your house to get that's what a 3D printer is, really. 3D printer is the replacement of the tubes.
Yeah, it's nicer.
We thought everybody was going to have.
Yeah, they don't have to ship anymore, too. That would be nice because it would cut out a lot of shipping, like all the fuel that's wasted on that.
Someday somebody's not even going to get Loot Crate. They're just going to get a thing that turns on their 3D printer every month and prints them some toys.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to pay for the new pack. You have to pay for the new designs. I agree. I mean, I do know.
I'm uncomfortable with it. I don't like. I think that like
it's too much. I'm not ashamed to stand up and say too much, guys.
If you're gonna build your society or your hobby or whatever around shopping or consuming, I think you should have to have a communal experience too. I would like you to be around other people, please.
Yes, please look it up. Please acknowledge us before you slam your taxi that sprays mud all over our shirts.
You could put a fucking safe on some of these people's door instead, where they'd be happy.
They wouldn't
if you
know.
Put a safe door instead of their front door.
Yeah, it is. I did notice the Loot Crate. Everybody has been doing Loot Crate. Oh, like four podcasts now have said the words Loot Crate. Oh, I love my Loot Crate.
Don't fucking buy a Loot Crate. That's what I'm saying right now. I'd like to make Loot Crate illegal. I think it.
Put a tariff.
I don't think that should be allowed to happen.
Penalize
I don't like
it out of existence.
Thank you.
How's
Thank
that?
You. Somebody...
How's that? Is that going to confuzzle all of you people out there that think we're anarchists? I don't care. Use the government to smash it out of existence.
Yeah, we're against that. We're totally against Loot Crates. Okay. Boom. We came out there.
Taken care of.
Thanks. Yeah. It's like they finally quit sending out magazines to everybody and books and shit every month and CDs. It's like we've cut the size of our mail down to almost a manageable carrying size. You know what I mean? And like we're not shipping things around as much as we used to, less material. And then you're like, well, but could I get some toys mailed to me? Like, fuck, dude. Like, I'd rather you get a book, really. What do you do when you get your toys? Do you, like, play them? Do you play your toys when you get them?
Yeah, probably. I mean, you'd have to. There's no other reason to have them.
They probably throw them in a fucking, they probably get, like, a 10-second adrenaline rush where they, like, pop in their head. They're like, shit, yeah. It's a fucking Guardians of the Galaxy fucking toe ring. I don't even know what they said.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. It's a Star Trek toothbrush.
Star Trek Into the Darkness cheese and crackers set or something.
Oh,
some
nice.
Fucking Ecto cooler, some $8 a 12 pack Ecto cooler.
Yeah, in cans, not even in cardboard.
No shit, you fucking can't even get it right when you actually, you know what, if they were going to do it in cans, it should have been the big cans that you got to pop open, like the way it came when it was high C.
Oh,
you know
fuck
what I mean?
Yeah.
The big fucking like, aluminum
can. The 1 liter can that you have to use the old rusty ass punch, the other side of the can opener, that's just a punch, man. You're just cutting into metal, pouring a little bit of Ecto Cooler out, some Hawaiian punch or something.
Yeah.
A can of juice. That's a can of juice. That's what we're talking about. Cans of juice. A 1 liter can of juice.
You can at least recycle that shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I guess you can aluminum cans, too.
And that's why I feel about the razor things, too, is like, I mean, Bevel, I think, is a straight razor one, which is recyclable and is the cheapest way to do it. I mean, like you can get Harry's and even Dollar Shave Club's like $4 a month, but unless you're shaving a ton, you can use it just a straight blade razor. They're like a dime a dozen. You know, like a dollar, you can get 10 of them for $2, you know, and you're set. So I mean there's just and they recycle. Just a better option all around.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, the shaving stuff I don't think I have a problem with because you got to get razors. Like,
true.
If you don't want to go grocery shop, this might be a prejudice because my parents like had groceries mailed to them in the times that you could do that, and I was like, yeah, that's a pretty good idea because they always got like really good ones because they weren't at the store. You know, for some reason they got better groceries, but. I don't even know if I care as much about that. I mean, when you're getting just fucking stuff that has no utility, no purpose for existing mailed to your house, I think that's fucking weird, man. I'm trying to think of other, like, buy your underwear. You can go buy your own underwear. And you know what? You can get your own fucking nuts, too. You don't have to have your nuts mailed to your house, okay?
Yeah,
go to the fucking store and buy some nuts.
Find a nut guy. Find a nut guy or nut gal in your area and let them do the nuts.
That's why all these people are fucking libertarians, man, because they never have to be around other people. They're like, I can separate from the world because they're getting fucking everything mailed to their house.
Yeah, and it is, razors are something that could just be, here, this is my communism, stop the bullshit fake-ass competition amongst the brands where they steal each other and they have all these, just make the decent one that everybody gets one credit for a month and just let us go to the damn store, that way it's not, we're not paying it to ship it to everyone individually, it's like the cereal silo, you would just go get your razors once a month.
Don't say one credit, though. That bothers people. They would rather hear, like, a dollar.
$1, right? Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only cost $1.
I mean, when somebody says, yeah, you'll just go and spend your credits, that makes you feel like you're going to be wearing a gray jumpsuit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. But if the gray jumpsuit is actually just some faded glory jeans from Walmart, then people don't mind it. Like if like here, you know, here it is, it's just this old ratty ass t-shirt that's $4.99. I think most people would be like, oh, I'm cool with it then.
And a beefy tee that says Led Zeppelin on it.
That's enough. That's a good enough uniform.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, man. That yeah, I would rather that, though. I mean, you get to at least pick your band. The gray jumpsuit is a tough one when you start. Like, I even, when they talk about school uniforms, like, I've seen people in my generation, like, I would say evolve on the issue where they're like, yeah, maybe we should do school uniforms. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I think you should let the kids pick what they're going to wear.
Yeah, I agree with you. Definitely a lot of people seem that like they missed out or something. I think it also is a feeling like if people higher class do it, like they're more successful because they were running around in ties and shit, not because of like, you know, other their families and all that. But for me, I guess I absolutely think that kids should just be able to wear what they want. It's way better to just have them be who they are. If the problem, as like it always is that kids get made fun of because their families are poor. I mean, Street Fight has an answer for that. Stop making them, give them the money they need to not be poor. It's that easy.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want to. I'm not trying to get people to stop. I mean, well, yeah, don't make fun of people for being poor. Obviously, we're against that. But, like, the best way to end that is that people don't have to be poor anymore. You kind of kill two birds with one stone, you know? You make the people not poor, and people don't make fun of them.
Yeah, and then they can also have fly-ass clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, man.
Free silk shirts for everybody.
You want to get people in silk shirts? I mean, we are revolutionizing the budget. It just sucks. We're like talking about giving people silk shirts, but we're also going to take a lot of things away from them.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to miss out on
some.
We're
going to get rid of Loot Crate.
They're going to miss out on some Daredevil items. They're going to miss out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
but I mean, and at the end of the day, you won't have that compulsion to like constantly be buying stuff to be happy. You have more free time to focus on, you know, maybe putting that website that you wanted to do for yourself instead of doing everybody else's websites.
So let's say the Loot Crate is $25 a month, Brett.
I don't know
how much it is. Let's say.
I think it is. Okay. I think it is like that. 20 at least.
Okay, so let's say that. How much money would you personally, and if you're just a single dude, how much money would you have to make a year to even consider buying Loot Crate?
I can't.
Million.
$25 right now is like a lot of money. Like I could get something going with that. I mean, it means $25 means the world to me, honestly, right now. So
yeah.
I don't see myself having that to spare for at least. Yeah, at least I'm a couple millionaire, maybe. $5 million a year, if I'm making $1 million a year.
Yeah, it's like AAA, man. I'd have AAA before that, and I see AAA as like the ultimate like upper middle class luxury.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
Like that's like a fur coat for my people. Like if you have the person with AAA is like, woo, you taking a limo every day, buddy?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about any noises that your car makes at all.
Oh, I know. Oh, the check engine light came on. Let me get the AAA to take care of this for me. They'll send me a triptych. That is the thing. Or like, oh, they get 4 free tows a year. Because like I drove such shitty cars for so long. And my in-laws, my father, and they had AAA, and they got like 8 free tows a year. My wife and I probably use 7 of them every year for 3 or 4 years.
Well, I mean, that's how you get by a lot of times. I mean, that's what it takes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why they had it too. It was like, well, we got all these, you know, all these kids and they're dating fuck up. So, you know, their cars are going to break down. At least we can do is be there if they need a tow, you know?
They're buying like a tow coupon book.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they would also, because they used to send you maps and shit. That would triptych was a real big deal back then because, like, they didn't have MapQuest or Waze and they were, I mean, terrified to get lost, I guess. I guess a lot of people didn't know how to read maps at the time.
Yeah. I mean, you never know what you're going to get into. And then, yeah, you never know when the maps were published or when they were last updated.
Yeah. But I mean, you know. Actually, I don't think I could have read the maps either, though. Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't care if I get lost, really. You've kind of changed me in that. Like, I've done a few longer trips with you. And you're just like, man, we'll get there. Don't worry about it, man. It's going to be okay. And you're like real zen about it.
Yeah.
You know? And I think it's because you've lived in big cities all your life. I like the freeway system in Columbus, Ohio is really easy to understand. And I've been driving on it forever. And like it's much smaller than the freeways in every single other city I've ever been to.
Yeah. I'm real big into the trip, though. I always like being in there. You always can talk for longer and say, you know, like you can keep it going or listen to music real loud and have fun and scream. I always like, and so, and we always do, we turn freeways off, which is amazing. And sometimes it adds like, I mean, 12 minutes to your trip, which is nothing. And especially when it's just like snaking through small parts of town that you've never been through. You know what I mean? It's like all interesting things to look at when you get, when we went to Philadelphia, we went through that really weird industrial part of Baltimore. That was awesome. It was like old rundown buildings and some that were still alive and dive bars and every, you know, it was just like something that we would never would have seen if we were sitting on the bridge waiting in traffic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, we turn off tolls, too, because, like, I'm an Ohio boy. We don't have toll roads.
No tolls.
Well, there are tolls somewhere, but in Columbus, we, you know, we don't pay to drive on these roads. These are our roads, okay? And they'll never charge us. Now, hear me say that now.
It'll happen. It eventually happens. Well,
I mean, the truth is, we got rid of red light cams in our city. Like,
that's
we
true.
Were actually successful in doing that. Is that like a common thing? Does that happen a lot? Do
it
they
did,
ever
actually.
Take them back?
Do they ever take them back? I'm not sure what happens when they get rid of them, to be honest. I know that California, I want to say Los Angeles County, had lost $1 million off of the deal because they weren't bringing enough revenue in. So they had to, like, they were obligated to pay the company like an X amount of revenue that they were promised, you know?
Yeah.
And so it just became a big loss, and they just found them to be unconstitutional and got rid of the scrap, the whole thing. And there was another guy that just made the news that he went to jail, but I think he got out because he made a YouTube video where he got a big long painter's pole. So these are like real long sticks, sturdy aluminum. They're lightweight, but super long so you can paint real high. And he would just go underneath red light cameras and push them so that they were facing up. And that way they wouldn't be able to take pictures.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer, right?
I got to get his name. Wish I had his name.
No, we had the Hall of Famer for our show was the guy that got beat up by the cops for standing like just right down the street from a speed trap with a big sign that said there's a speed trap up ahead.
Oh yeah, he got off too.
Yeah, that's fucking heroic, man. That is like,
well, and the thing
I can't believe they can beat you up for that. That's the shitty thing. That's like, for anybody that believes in the police, like following some code of conduct, they can still beat you up. Like, if you're a pain in the ass, Brett's been watching Sovereign Citizen videos for a project we're working on. And it's like, they're still going to fuck you up, which is just, I mean, that's a form of punishment, right?
Yeah, I mean, you are absolutely 100% in your rights, allowed to say and act how you want, but they're going to beat the shit out of you or tase you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, it is no fun. To me, it's like, it's just no fun. It's like, how are you supposed to live with these fucking pig-faced cops out here that can't even stand, that, you know, they're not dealing with this every day. One guy decides to give up their speed trap, and these entitled fuckers can't even, you know, just find a new place. They got beat, you know, and they're babies about it, and they abuse their power and authority.
Yeah, and that's the truth, too. They should just move. Just go away. You're the ones that are in the guy's neighborhood. You know what I mean? There was a person pulled over in front of my house the other day, and I hated it. I hated it. It didn't make me feel good at all. You know, it didn't make me feel safe. I just was like, oh, this is fucking disgusting. Get out of here. Stop harassing people in front of my apartment.
Yeah. They're taking people into their custody and fucking with their life and then tangling them in a game.
Yeah. And my daughter was watching it. And here's why they had them pulled over is because they were driving with four flat tires.
Oh, well, they're having a horrible day. Are you fucking kidding me? Why would you why would you stop somebody? Let them get to where they need to go.
Yeah, they really need to get somewhere.
They have something important they need to get to.
I know. And instead of helping them get there, they flipped on the lights and they're checking their license and registration and shit like that. It's like, come on, man. These guys are fucked right now.
Yeah, this is another one of those situations. Like, they should be the AAA. They should be like, let me call a wrecker and then have some guy come and fill up the goddamn tires and help them get on their way. Serve me, motherfucker. Serve me, cop.
Yeah, and they lived right down the street. It's like, I've gotten a flat tire before and had to drive on it for a little bit, and it's just a really nerve-wracking experience, you know, because you're like, fuck. And like the one time I drove, I probably drove like a mile on a flat tire because it was night and my daughter was like in a car seat still. She was like still like a baby, and I got a flat tire on the freeway, and I had to get it to, there was a place, I like, it happened right by a Sears that was just happened to be still be open. So if I just got off the freeway and drove straight there, I could get the tire fixed, you know? And what if a cop had pulled me over? Oh, that would have just made everything that much worse.
Yeah, it just, I mean, now you're already going to be out for the tire. I got pulled over one time, and by pulling over on the side of the road, I ended up getting a flat tire.
The cops probably laughed at you when you pulled up, because there's always, yeah, you're right. There is always, like, there's always glass and shit over there where they pull you over.
It was like a giant file. It was like a steel file was just jammed into the tire.
Oh, how pissed were you? Did it happen while the cops were talking to you?
Yeah, no, we drove away and it was stuck in there. And then when we got like 100 miles down the road, I noticed that it was like leaking air.
Oh, shit.
It had plugged the tire, but it was like, yeah, it was slow. It was a steady leak that let me get to my next spot. But yeah, I was out $90 or something. I didn't know. Like, and at the time, I was probably like, I had $150 in my account, you know?
Did you blame the police the whole time? Like, what? Like, when you drove away? Like, if that fucker hadn't decided to harass me, I wouldn't have a fucking nail file in my fucking tire.
I don't remember that. I don't remember it being that.
That's how I would have been. I would have been pounding on the steering wheel. Every time I ever got pulled up. Every time I ever got pulled over, like as an adult, I'm furious afterwards. And every time I ever was in a car with my friends and we got pulled over, as soon as the cop left, we smoked a joint to like calm down about it.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds about right.
That's just the difference in my mindset. Like as a teen, as a free loving teen, it was like the cop pulls you over, he leaves, you're like, oh shit, let's fucking smoke a joint to like calm our fucking nerves. And now it's like the way you deal with it as an adult is a cop pulls you over, he writes you a ticket, he pulls away, and you scream in your car and pound on your steering wheel.
You throw a tantrum.
Yeah, fucking, he didn't have to do that. I wasn't a danger. I wasn't a fucking date. That's what speeding always drives me crazy, because I'm like, I feel like if it's 35 and I'm going 45, it's because I feel comfortable going 45 miles an hour there. You know, I'm not going to hit anybody. Like, I really like that, like, the Audubon idea where it's like, hey, it's a suggestion, you know, try to keep yourself around like 90 miles an hour or something.
And stay out of the way of people that want to go faster, but just stay up. Yeah. Keep up. Yeah. Go ahead.
Maybe I'm just disappointed because they make cars that go 100 miles an hour, but there's nowhere to drive them that fast.
That's true. It is. It doesn't seem fair at all.
Yeah.
They
have to quit making those too. Quit making those. No more loot crates. And no more cars. Cars can only go as fast as the fastest speed limit that exists.
That's the new decree?
Yeah, I'm decreeing shit tonight. That's who I am. I'm Prince King Brian.
Sounds good, man. I want these cars to go fast.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, man. So we've come to the end. I mean, we still have a few minutes, but Brett's got to do some stuff. So I just want to say before we end the show this week, I'm really excited to be doing a live show, and I hope you enjoy it when you get to hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be wild, but I think it's going to be awesome. We've certainly spent enough time talking to each other over the years. I think that taking it on the road is going to be even better. Making it that third dimension is going to add a lot to it.
Yeah. And it'll be the first time we've done really written material in a long time. I'm excited for people to hear that. I don't think anybody's ever heard, I mean, like newer people that listen to the show, I don't think they've ever heard us do stand up or anything or do anything written before. It was a very rare thing. Really, you're privileged to get to hear it. One of the privileged few.
Yeah, we didn't. Intifada was like 4 or 5 years ago. So we only did that 3 times, and it was a lot of fun. It was a success. I just had to leave town to Dallas, so that crumbled that there. But getting back into it is going to be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's exciting. It's exciting. It's fun. I like to tell jokes on stages. That's probably the best place that's probably where I'm best at telling jokes, really.
On a stage?
Yeah, that's where I get the most laughs, I think. In my real life, nobody wants to dignify me with a laugh, you know?
Well, yeah, standing on the couch makes it awkward for everybody else.
That is true.
If you want to find out what we do, it happens over at streetfightradio.com. The video of the performance will be there as long as everything went okay with it. Streetfightradio.com video. It says right there. Just click on it. You'll be able to find it when it's ready. You can find us on Instagram at streetfightradio. I've been doing some videos over there regularly and sharing pictures of cool weed and cars and art and songs and other things. So check us out. We are also on SoundCloud. Street Fight WCRS is the name there. On Facebook.com/StreetFightWCRS, you can get all of our updates. I haven't been doing Facebook Live at all, but it could happen. You never know. Find us over there if you want to get tapped into that. And then on Twitter.com/StreetFightWCRS is the place to find it. And that's our Periscope name as well. So live events coming up. Like I said, I guess you're going to get this afterwards, but that's where it's going to be at for at least 24 hours. And as we move forward and plan more shows, Periscope will be, I think, where the platform we're going to be airing it live. So get on there and get involved, join us. And more than anything, please donate if you can. I do offer for $5. I'm giving away books. So instead of a loot crate, if you agree to give $5 to Street Fight every single month, I'll send you an old book of mine. Or from people I know, it'll be something that's worth reading. I'm not just going to send you junk that I can get for a quarter. So that's one of the options we have. I've been keeping everyone that donates over there updated as well with information, what's going on behind the scenes. I need to work on doing that for some of the old PayPal people as well. But Patreon right now is a place to get everything. The Wive Show at this point is also done. I just remembered that. So that's coming. Expect the Wives episode. We have already recorded that. And that was only happened because we got $150 a month there on Patreon. The next goal here at $250, because the live show's over, I'll have some time and I will get an anarchist cookbook done at that $250 level. So for those of you that want to see it, all the people on YouTube that have been asking for more, I'm ready to resurrect it and make it, you know, into a regular thing. And that'll be the kickoff. At least I'll give you that one brand new anarchist cookbook. So, you know, we don't put any of our content behind a paywall or anything like that. So we are telling everybody, if you want more Street Fight, you have to just chip in. It really is a community thing. It's a matter of us not really wanting to sell things to you, but we still want to make a living doing this and bringing entertainment to you any way we can. So as a thank you, you know, as a donation, as two guys that are basically standing on the street corner and just trying to have a conversation with everybody, kick us a dollar. Patreon.com, you can subscribe. You can literally subscribe for $1 a month, and that'll get you all the news. That'll get you access to any live shows that we do and live video. All of that is going to be provided to our Patreon people. So, you know, it's that easy to help out with the $1 donation there. A month, and do it on, it happens on the first of the month. So when you get paid or when the rent comes out, just start budgeting as if your rent is $1 more, and it's going towards elevating voices like Brian and I, and making sure that we can, you know, spend money on expensive clothes for our kids. We appreciate everyone that supports us and has been around for a long time. And we're going to continue doing this thing until we get that horizontally organized global party that we've always been looking for. We will see you next week. It's Street Fight. Peace. One out.